this political coliseum, we slay the rising beast with the fateful sword of truth that transcends hypocrisy and censorship. It's time to unleash yourself from the tyrants of media propaganda on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. This is Unleashed, the Political News Hour.
Resurrection Day, or otherwise known as Easter Sunday, is undoubtedly the most celebrated Christian holiday in the world. I don't think anybody would dispute that fact. When Joe Biden called attention to the cultish practice of sexual perversion by declaring the coincident International Transgender Day of Visibility, the evil puppet actually offended a really large segment of the world's population. I'm not sure he realized that, but he did it. But is Christianity on the endangered species list? I mean, does it matter? Do they think they have Christianity defeated somehow? I mean, look at how Christians are mocked, how they're shamed, how they're being persecuted. Some 1,800% increase in Christian persecution in the United States of America. Well, I don't know. But we know around the world there is a fundamental transformation that seems to be taking place, and it may not be what you think. The answer to the question, are we becoming an endangered species, that is Christians, that answer might shock you, actually. It isn't what you expect, but it is very surprising. Welcome to Unleashed, the Political News Hour. I'm Dr. Steve LaTulip. I'm here with you on America Out Loud Talk Radio to discuss some very pertinent issues that have been prevailing just recently. What we saw and what we heard from our seated puppet leader. I can't get myself to call him the president because he was not elected, in my opinion. But anyway, this leader has some words to say about the highest regarded Christian holiday. And it tells us just how far down the drain pipe to the sewer pit Americans have fallen. I mean, we have gone a long way, or at least a sector of the population. It certainly is not all Americans, but as a nation, we have really declined. I think anybody can see that. But this population does include almost our entire blooming government, doesn't it? And most of the world's current leaders, if we can just be honest. But this actually tells a story, and a very powerful one, and it's one that most people do not even recognize. And that's what I want to really discuss today, because this is a story that you must hear, you must see, and you must fully understand, fully appreciate if you're going to be a part of saving America, our beloved country. What transpired on March 31st, 2024, reveals the plot to this story that is actually causing everyone to feel like we are living in biblical times. You know, you've probably heard a lot of people say that. Wow, look around you. What is going on here? And of course, yes, we are living in biblical times because we have been living in biblical times since the creation of the world. If we can just, you know, recognize that in a very literal sense. But, you know, what do people mean? Well, they mean when they say that, that things seem to be ramping up. You know, things aren't getting better. Things are getting rather cataclysmic. There's a hysteria going on, not just in America, but in the world. Some call that a big swan event, a black swan event, rather, which I did discuss at length on yesterday's Unleashed program. Others call it the Great Tribulation, or you might address it as the last days or the end times, you know, whatever you want to call it. The truth is, we've been living in the end times ever since the onset of the Christian age, and that is a biblical fact. Okay, so we've been in the last days, if you will, for some 2,000 years. But what I'm not going to do today is take you on an eschatological discourse about the end times. That might be fun, and I'd love to do it, but rather what I really want to do today is to reveal something to you that I think is very significant, and that is this kind of rather sudden focus. I mean, a heavy focus on sexual perversion. And we've seen that particularly over the last few years. I want you to notice how this has been increasingly pushed in our faces, shoved down our throats, taught in the schools to our youngest children that we send to public schools. And it's something that seems to affront us every day with threats of bodily harm if we don't fully accept it. You know, if we don't wrap ourselves around it, all this sexual perversion, and if we don't promote it along with all the sexual perverts, then, you know, we get the sense that there is something very wrong with us. You know, we're not normal anymore. Suddenly, those that push all the abnormal functions of our sexual organs, of our sexuality, including our brains, suddenly we who have been normal throughout the ages are being declared abnormal, or racist, or sexist, or bigots, or, you know, people haters, especially if you're white, especially if you're a Christian, maybe. I mean, isn't that what we see? I think this has nothing to do with race whatsoever, really. It's a secondary issue. But these are the things that the radical left throws at us because they want to divide us. And I today want to do just the opposite of that. And so with that in mind, I want to really go forward and take a look at why we have all this focus right now on sexual deviance. Now, first of all, we've got to remember that the evidence of this deviance is ever before us, isn't it? I mean, just start with Biden's shameful Sunday recently here, looking at, you know, because the Resurrection Day came a little earlier on the calendar this year, it coincided with another apparent holiday. Is that what they want to call it? I mean, we've never had a president who recognized it until Obama did, or not Obama, Biden did. I believe it was in 2021. And what Joe Biden said, you know, giving recognition to the transgender day, you know, of visibility, that was pretty big, particularly given the fact that it was spoken on Easter Sunday, on Resurrection Day, as many people prefer to call it, on the morning of, and Biden makes absolutely no mention of the resurrected Christ, who saved us from our sins, who offered us the gift of eternal life if we should be wise enough to take it. That's a big thing to me. That's a big thing to an awful lot of people in America who claim still to be Christian. There's more of us than you actually think. But, you know, was it an oversight by Biden to promote the trans showcase on Easter morning and not mention the day honoring this resurrected Christ whom we worship? Well, of course not. For one thing, Joe Biden, I mean, his mind is gone. Joe is the useful idiot in chief. Okay, I'll grant you that. He does what he's told to do to the best of his abilities, and those abilities are rapidly waning. They are. But who is telling him what to say and what to do? Well, it's the America Last regime, whoever that is, that rapidly proliferated under Obama. Whoever is pulling Biden's strings is doing this. Now, just recently, Joe Biden stated, I didn't say that. I mean, he actually denied that he even came out and showcased Transgender Visibility Day. Wow, this guy is really gone. I mean, he is gone. But apparently the left still sees him as a useful little puppet. Okay, so is Joe too demented to know better? Well, you can answer that question for yourself. But ask this, would he behave differently were it not for his wasting away brain cells undergoing this rapid apoptosis, which is a programmed cell death? I mean, Joe's brain is withering by the day. But would he have behaved differently if he was not demented and declining? I don't think he would have. I think he would have been more aggressive, perhaps. I mean, look at his life history. That's what tells the story. See, we all leave behind a story of who we are and what we did in our lives determines if somebody is going to celebrate a prosperous and highly upright, honorable life, or if they're going to be glad you're gone, right? You want to live your life in such a way that the preacher at your funeral doesn't have to lie. You know, we want to try to do good. Most people do at least think that they're trying to do good. But I don't know about Joe Biden. I mean, looking at his lifestyle and his history of his family and so forth, you know, all kinds of questions come up, like his daughter, Ashley. I mean, Ashley expressed in her diary, she exposed the fact that she was the victim of incestuous abuse, and she suffered that at the hands of her father. Not such a good testimony to Joe Biden. And let's ask it, what about Hunter Biden? I mean, what's the odds of Hunter Biden himself having been sexually abused in childhood? As a medical doctor, I would say the odds are pretty high. I don't know what form it was, but when I see Hunter Biden, I see a lot of brokenness, a lot of emptiness, a lot of sorrow, paranoia. Hunter Biden, a guy like him, will never, ever be happy, especially with all of his drug abuse now. I mean, he has fried his brain to a large extent. So his chance of declining and developing dementia early on in life actually is pretty much is significantly higher because of the drugs he did. And then just look at Joe Biden himself. I mean, all the things he has claimed to have done, to have accomplished. He has aggrandized himself, told blatant lies. And now, of course, he can't remember what's true and what's not because he's a practicing liar, if you will. And so we see Joe in his life now and in recent years, sniffing babies, inappropriately fondling children publicly. Now, he cannot help himself. That's just the way Joe is. Joe is a pedophile by history, a criminal, a sexual deviant with a psychiatric disorder. And that I'm just stating plainly because that is the evidence we have before us. And so his message on Sunday was very clear. Honor and glorify the heroes who betray God's creation design for a man and a woman. Support the Mengelian medicine of gender-affirming care that we see all over the place right now. Go ahead and believe the lie that destroys humanity. That was Joe Biden's message. Do I exaggerate? I'll take a brief pause and I shall return.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. you would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Welcome back to Unleashed, the Political News Hour. I'm Dr. Steve Latulo. Glad to be with you today. I am so glad you're here to listen to a message that I feel is very, very important. I want to remind you, please, if you would go to AmericaOutloud.news, get on that website, check it out. We've got some great speakers, great authors, great writers who have a lot of good things to say. We don't always agree 100%. Some of us conflict more or less with each other, but for the most part, what we have on our team is a group of patriots who do their best to really spell it out, who do their best to tell you what's going on in such a way that we don't have to hide ourselves or our actual thinking. The nice thing is, if you disagree with us, you have an opportunity to put your comments down and invite discussion on this. But we will allow you to discuss. We will allow you to disagree with us, to challenge us. Say what you want. You have that right. That is a First Amendment right, and we very much honor that. Try to be somewhat respectable. Try to not be insulting and derogatory. But if you got a strong point to make, by all means, make it. You never know. We might even invite you on the show. We do honor free speech in a really huge way. So AmericaOutloud.news, that is a great source for you to figure out what's really going on in America. And it's happening hard and fast. So today I want to discuss with you my concerns about our nation, because we seem to be, you know, undergoing some kind of a huge change. Is this the fundamental transformation that Barack Obama was talking about? Well, possibly it is so. But there is a better kind of a transformation that perhaps we are going through and should be going through. Now, the question is, who's going to win out in the end? Well, we have to figure it out. I told you that Joe Biden is really pushing the transgender community. He endorses and worships the LGBT movement. If you are a sexual pervert, you are on Joe Biden's good side, and perhaps some others, and maybe a lot of others. I don't know. Certainly the entire medical community, at least in organized medicine, you know, that's with hospitals that are run by CEOs. They're pushing in an agenda, and they will gladly try to persuade you to mutilate your child, cut off their genitals, a young adolescent female, cut off her breasts, you know, let's scar her for life. Let's give them hormones for the rest of their lives. Let's just destroy them. And if we can destroy them, what we're going to do is praise you. And that praise is going to give them encouragement and strength for a day or a week or maybe a month. But then comes the realization that they have just sacrificed their entire life to depression, to perversion. And there's no turning back when the transition is complete. It just cannot happen. You destroy your body. And so I don't think I'm exaggerating when I am saying that Joe Biden's message on Resurrection Sunday was touting, honoring, glorifying some wicked people and those who have been victimized by the wicked people. And I would say the most wicked of all the people are these doctors who are actually performing these surgeries, pushing the sex hormones to try and transform a girl into a boy or vice versa. And of course, that cannot happen. You are the sex that you were born with. But let's go beyond that and reconcile this. How does a man who proclaims to the world, and I quote, transgender Americans are part of the fabric of our nation. Now, that was actually spoken on Good Friday, another insult to our Christian nation, our Christian heritage. How does such a man then issue a statement from the White House after praising, glorifying these beasts who mutilate our children and our youth? How does such a man issue a statement from the White House? Quote, Jill and I send our warmest wishes to Christians around the world celebrating Easter Sunday. Easter reminds us of the power of hope and the promise of Christ's resurrection. Well, for one thing, Christ is already resurrected. It's not a promise of something to come in the future. Secondly, we know that Joe Biden did not write this. He didn't even know about it, I'm sure. The question is, Who wrote it? Well, I can guarantee you it was not Barack Obama, because it's just not in Barack Obama to honor Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Okay, so all that message was about the promise of Christ's resurrection, the power of hope, right, that Easter brings. Well, that was just damage control, and we know that. Remember, it's an election year, right? Joe Biden is losing badly. The dark regime, the deep state, is stumbling big time right now because America is finally waking up. I'm so excited about that. I am really excited about that. And if anyone wants to say, well, you know, he didn't put down Christianity, he just ignored Easter. Well, no, that is not true, because the White House Easter egg contest, which is for children of National Guard members, these kids were advised to avoid all Christian symbols in their artwork. Now, this tells us everything. Okay, this was a blatant attack against Christianity, against a Christian America. And that attack is what the fundamental transformation of Barack Obama wants. He wants an Islamic nation, a lawless nation, a nation where women are treated no better than dogs, and children likewise. Do what you will with them, destroy them, break them down. You know, we've got to decide which side we are on. As the Bible says, what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? That's 2 Corinthians 6:14, a great memory verse. How does Biden forget the resurrection day and glorify Transgender Visibility Day? Well, it's quite simple. He is pushing Obama's fundamental transformation of America. A chief weapon leading to America's demise is getting people to buy into sexual perversion. I mean, that's a plainly simple statement, but did you ever wonder why the entire world is so focused on glorifying this sexual deviance? This seeming mystery has to be revealed because it's really important. What we are looking at right now is a government in its entirety that is pushing a sex cult. And there's a lot of evidence for that. I mean, look at Barack Obama, okay, the imposter president. And this is just personal opinion, I do not believe Barack Obama was born in the USA. I think he is a counterfeit. I think he is a fraud. And from all the evidence we see, he is homosexual. He's a pedophile. He's been to Epstein's Island. And a pedophile, despite being a Muslim, because in the Muslim nations, what do to homosexuals? Well, they put them to death, right? They want to kill them. They want to kill everybody unless you are a Muslim doing all the right thing for Allah, which is to kill anybody that's not a Muslim, right? But there's a lot of other things with Obama that is wrong, and but I won't dwell on that. And then, of course, we have people like, what's his name, Rachel Levine, Assistant Secretary of the Health and Human Services. Now, this guy is another psychiatric case. He's an admirable, an admiral in the Navy? Are you kidding me? He's a confused fat slob who's in our faces pushing Transgender Day of Visibility by stating this: we celebrate the joy, strength, and absolute courage of some of the bravest people I know. This guy must not know many people. The bravest people I know, they should be treated with dignity and respect. Well, I guess every person should be treated with some human dignity and respect, right? That's not even the issue. But this guy, Levine, goes on to say, well, today of all days, I stand proud and visible with my fellow transgender Americans. I find this disgusting. This is repulsive. You ever see this guy in a bikini? He's ugly. This is disgusting. People that try to cross over to the other sex, they become caricatures. And you know what? I don't hate them. I really feel bad for them. I feel sorry for them, for what has been done to them. But what they are pushing and what they are so proud of is disgusting. I am proud of my God. I am proud of my Christian heritage in a nation that declared itself to be a land that was blessed by God. One nation under God, we said. And now we got idiots like this in government. And they have plenty of support throughout America. This Cartoon Network posted the transgender pride flag with all kinds of sick slogans like, I am growing into my fullest self. Only I can decide who I am. My identity is a process, not a race. I deserve peace and safety. Yeah, right. Despite the many mass murders committed by these sexually confused, deceived victims of organized medicine. Yeah. Doctors who would make Joseph Mengele proud with their savage butchery. That's where we're at. What do they say? What does Cartoon Network say on X? Addressing someone using their pronouns and name shows that you respect them. Respect in capital letters. Respect them as their authentic self. Oh my goodness, these people are so willfully confused. They deny all truth. We celebrate the journey of our trans and gender nonconforming friends on this hashtag Transgender Day of Visibility. That's what Cartoon Network says. Journey? We celebrate the journey? It's a journey to hell. These people will never be normal again in their lives. They will never experience the absolute joy and fulfillment of God's plan for marriage and family. Their lives are utterly destroyed. And you know what? Death welcomes them. The majority by suicide. They are not happy people. How could you be happy being mutilated? Knowing that you'll never experience a sexual orgasm, you'll never have a normal sexual response again for your entire life. You've been mutilated. And these sexual deviants are just, they have spread themselves, permeating our entire government, not just in America, but in the world. I actually looked up a list of openly lesbian, gay, bisexual, or trans heads of state and government. This was in Wikipedia, and it blew my mind. Andorra, Belgium, France, Ireland, Latvia, Luxembourg, San Marino, Serbia, Canada, the Netherlands, Germany, New Zealand, Australia, and of course we have it in the United States rampantly. And, you know, it almost seems like it'd be better to just say, well, what nation has a leader that is straight? Where are they? There's just so few of them. So it seems. That's the impression they give. Because being straight is abnormal now. See, you are not normal if you are a man married to a woman or a woman married to a man with children. There's something wrong with you there. And if you worship the one true God of this universe and celebrate Jesus Christ resurrected, having paid the price for mankind's sins, there's something wrong with you. Terribly wrong. Okay, so there's a lot of people who are on the sexual pervert list that are ruling countries and governments. That's scary. But how many other world leaders openly support the sexual deviance in government? There's a lot. I think I don't know how many don't. I don't know, maybe Putin, right? Putin seems to be the strongest advocate right now for being a Christian nation, which is so ironic. Of course, we've seen some great things from the man running for president again, number 45, and he's pushing Christianity. That president, Donald Trump, has done more for Christianity than perhaps any other president in the history of America. But a lot of other world leaders want to support this sexual stuff, and they all claim to support it in the name of equality. And that, of course, is deception. That is propaganda, because we know what it really means. It means that straight people are going to be persecuted. It means a man who loves just one woman for his whole life isn't, quote, enlightened, or is narrow-minded, or is one of those people-hating Christians. So why all this focus on sex? I mean, we've had the issues of race, economic status, education level. You know, they all play a part. But all of these people who want to divide about other things seem to come together. They align themselves, though otherwise disparate, okay, on the gay pride agenda promoting every form of sexual perversion. Why is that? Well, this is important for you to know. If you go to the New Testament into the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3, we read, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification." That's a fancy word for holiness, which means to be set apart so that you are honoring God, glorifying God in your life, with your words, with your thoughts, with your deeds. That's holiness. In the Greek, the word holy means saint. Every Christian who is saved through the blood of Christ is called a saint in the Bible. The Roman Catholic concept of sainthood is false. It is not biblical whatsoever. That's easy to prove in Scripture. But anyway, for this is the will of God, your sanctification. Jesus said, "Be holy, for I am holy," right? So we are called to be pure, to be holy. And some people think, well, what does that mean? Well, that means, I guess, I don't lie to my family. I don't cheat my neighbor. I don't cheat on my wife. And I remember to say my prayers at night, maybe before the meals, that sort of thing. But that's exactly what Paul, the apostle, does not say to the Thessalonians when he explains what it means that the will of God is for you to be holy. He says, that is, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. And then you read on in the passage there, and in verse 8, you come to that, and he says, so he who rejects this is not rejecting man, but the God who gives his Holy Spirit to you. So this sanctification, which is holiness, being set apart for God's honor and glory, means that you should abstain from sexual immorality. Whoa. If you go back a little bit to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 18 through 20, we read some words like this: flee sexual immorality. Every other sin that a man commits is outside the body. But the immoral man sins against his own body. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Now that's it in a nutshell right there. There is absolutely no better way to destroy a person than to poison their mind with pornography and unwholesome sex. Whatever form that may take, it might be a rape, it might be incest, pedophilia, sex trafficking, homosexual relationships of all kinds, multiple sex partners, anything outside of God's design. And the younger you can destroy the mind of a human being, the greater the damage to the victim who betrays his own body. If you can get them to do that, you've destroyed a human being. And as soon as you defile your own body, well, what happens? You become a slave to man. Think of all the men and women who have sold their souls by sexual relations outside of God's plan. How many have been bribed to do that sort of thing, bribed by sex, and then blackmailed? I mean, there's evidence that this is rampant throughout not just our government, but all governments, all people in place of power. That was the whole purpose of Epstein being a CIA operative. This is the very reason why the CIA has been implicated in child sex trafficking right here in the United States of America. So it's really powerful. Bribed, blackmailed, lives ruined by this unwholesome sex. That might just explain what happened to Hunter Biden, wouldn't it? Couldn't it? Ruin an individual and you ruin a family. And if you ruin a family, then you destroy a society. And if you can destroy a society, ultimately you can collapse a nation. Does this explain the focus on sex? Well, it should. We must understand something very clearly. The LGBT movement is absolutely not a fight for civil liberty. If you believe that, you are deceived. Sexual perversion is still a psychiatric disorder, even though in the DSM-5, it was declared something else, right? Gender dysphoria. Well, that just means I'm not happy with my sex. Well, why aren't you happy with your sex? Because I was told I wasn't supposed to be. Because I've been brainwashed, perhaps at an early age. Or maybe because I'm confused because of everything I'm being indoctrinated with in school. So, of course, there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of confused adults walking around. And when we are confused and don't know what's going on, we get scared. And so we live in fear. And that's how they control us. That is why they are after us to destroy our own bodies. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, glorify God in your body. That's what the Bible says. Now, Joe Biden couldn't say that. He couldn't agree with it. He hasn't lived it. He has betrayed his own soul and his families. So please understand that the LGBT movement, and I'll say it again, it is not a fight for civil liberty. That's not what's at stake here. If you believe that lie, then you're going to do a lot of damage in this life because these destroyed youths, so many of them are good kids, good people who would otherwise enjoy a very happy, healthy, and prosperous life. And because of the propaganda, because they believed the lie, because they were not protected by their parents, now their lives are ruined. And if you have supported that in any way, you contribute to the desecration of God's plan for us. And if you endorse Biden's morally sick message, well, let's just say that you are the reason America is dying, and you should be ashamed. That's the message that should be getting out right now. It's just the opposite of gay pride. Don't take pride in anything that God calls sin. We got to bring that word back, sin. Missing the mark, failing to do what God has called us to do. Now, every one of us has sinned. We all need a Savior. But let's not be proud of our failures, of our sins. Let's confess it, acknowledge it, and strive to be better tomorrow and today. And at least have the integrity of heart to say, all right, I screwed up. I made a mistake. I sinned. The beautiful thing about God is He is the God of new starts. Anyone can be forgiven. You just have to want it and ask for it and change the way you think. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to do that. Some of you still want to do the right thing, and some of you do uphold the Christian standard. And I am so proud of you, and I thank God for you every single day. Because those of you who do your best to honor God, to be a living sacrifice for God, great is going to be your reward in heaven. And God promises us that. We don't want to ever be afraid to speak the truth in love. And we don't want to be silent, because if we are silent, in reality, what we are saying is we hate our neighbor. I don't care enough to speak up on his behalf, to make him whole, to make him a better person, to call him out if he is about to destroy his family by making a foolish choice. To be silent is to be complicit in the evil. And we don't want to do that, especially if we want to save our nation. So all of you who are speaking up, calling out Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and every other misfit in our government that now is so anti-Christ in their thinking, stand up. Stand up and be bold and pray for courage. I've been preaching locally here in Arizona, and I had a little church scenario here when I was preaching on Resurrection Sunday. In the introductory remarks, I just happened to mention Biden's shameful message. One visitor who came in with his elderly mother, he was a sweetheart, but this guy was a visitor. When I stated that Biden praised the transgender movement and wanted to give them the visibility, the recognition that they so deserve, this one guy in the congregation clapped very, very loudly, very obnoxiously. What would you have done with that? Well, I simply quoted a scripture verse, 1 Corinthians 1:18, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." Well, what do you think happened? The man immediately fled the building. He ran out, sadly, because this man needed to hear God's word, as we all do. But let's also remember this. You know, did I offend him? Did I say something wrong? Well, nobody else thought so in the congregation. But remember, the gospel message itself is going to be offensive to some. They'll hate you for it. Your pride is just too blinding. And I'm not just talking about gay pride. I'm talking about any pride of any sin. We just have to decide who and what we want to be. I'm going to take another short pause and I will return.
Well, the year 2024 must be the year of the Patriot, and AmericaOutloud.news will equip you with all the information you need. to give new meaning to the words Patriot Act. For our actions always ultimately define our words. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
Welcome back to Unleashed, the Political News Hour. I'm Dr. Steve LaTulip. Very glad to be with you. You are listening to America Out Loud Talk Radio, and I do want to remind you, go to AmericaOutloud.news. Please get on that website, read some good articles, listen to some fantastic podcasts. You can get on the radio shows that play for a good part of the day. Also, I would encourage you to go to AmericaOutloud.shop. There you can get some great innovative health products that are offering people chances to improve their immunity, to feel and be healthier, and also to support our sponsors, because we are getting out a message that is just incredible. It is needed to save America. Well, I want to talk about the oxymoron of our time, because it seems to us that we are fighting a losing battle. And I know a lot of people feel that way. It's like, oh, I'm just tired of hearing it all. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear it today. I don't want to listen to it. We look around the world and what do we see? We see all these countries that seem to have a border crisis themselves. It's not just America. I mean, it's horrible here. There's never the only reason we are suffering such an invasion is because America has been such a prosperous nation. But also, we have a government that is tremendously facilitating the invasion of the country. They want to overthrow this country. And so we are actually funding it with our tax money. Meanwhile, what's happening around the world, we see these radical followers of Islam, and they are now permeating many nations. And you would think that the Islamic cult is proliferating. But I would suggest to you that it's never going to proliferate, because hatred isn't the honey that attracts flies. They have a doctrine of hate, a doctrine of oppression. They want to kill you in the name of Allah and think that they are going to reap a reward of what? 20 young virgins or whatever it is, 22 young virgins. That's just crazy. But their hatred is what motivates them. And that's just never going to catch on in the world, because people who suffer under a sinful world, they want peace. They want goodness in their lives. And you know what? The greatest weapon of all is always going to be truth. Truth is our most powerful weapon. and all truth belongs to God. As a whole, America, at least I feel, has rejected a lot of the truth. That's why we're in the trouble we're in right now. We have just been too complacent in our wealth, perhaps, falsely believing that we have no need. You know, I've got it all. What do I need? I don't need God. Well, perhaps we have forgotten to contemplate eternity. Ask ourselves, where are we going after this life? But get this. This is what really grabbed me when I realized what was happening. And I call it the oxymoron of our time. Outside of the Western world, we are seeing an explosive growth of Christianity. Take Africa, for example. Back in 1900, the continent of Africa harbored about 10 million Christians. The whole African continent, 10 million Christians. By 2000, they went from 10 million to 360 million. That's a huge, huge increase in 100 years. From 10 million to 360 million. And then now, just by conservative estimates, they anticipate that by the year 2025, that's next year. By next year, conservative estimates are that the Christians in Africa will number at 633 million. That is awesome. You wouldn't think that, would you? Africa has suffered immensely. All kinds of wars going on between tribes, nations, governments, just evil to the core. People suffer in Africa. And that suffering drives people to want peace and to want some kind of love, genuine love and affection that is not sexual. And they find that in Christianity. So that's Africa. In Latin America, they are anticipating by next year in Latin America, Christians will increase to 640 million. And in Asia, which historically has been very much an unchristian region, Asia is anticipated to have increased their Christian population to 460 million. Wow. The nice thing about all these countries, they consider them the South countries, these Christians are much more conservative theologically. They are much more conservative morally than the popcorn Christianity that we see in a lot of the West. I don't mean to insult us in America, but that is what I see. What influence might all these Christians have in these nations where Christianity is just taking off, exploding right now? Well, I don't know. I just don't know. But I'm very hopeful. I'm excited. Now, there are some Christian scholars who have told us that we actually need to rid ourselves of our historic or meaning biblical beliefs to survive. And so a lot of churches are doing that. They are forsaking all and saying, yeah, we don't care what you believe. We don't care if you're homosexual. You can do what you want. You can be a pedophile. We love you. Come on in. It's okay. You're okay. Everybody's okay. Even though God says, no, that is not so. But that's what a lot of top Christian scholars even are telling us now. They're saying, get rid of the baggage, meaning the Bible. Well, nothing could be further from the truth, because hiding the truth, like trying to hide America's Christian history, right? They're trying to erase all of our history. Well, that cannot bring unity. That is not going to do anything but weaken us as a nation. It will only cause division. I wrote a book a couple of years ago, and I said in this book, it's called Unity Without Compromise, A Biblical Basis for Christian Union. I stated in that book that the fundamental truths of Scripture are so straightforward that it takes a scholar to confuse the issue. and I maintain that to this day. Some things are pretty straightforward in the Bible. And if you believe that homosexuality and all the sexual perversion is okay with God, you just haven't read your Bible. You're living in ignorance, and you're going to die in ignorance and pay a horrible price if that's what you choose to do. It is not what God wants. It is not what anyone wants if you love your fellow man. I care about other people. But we just have to recognize what's going on in our world. In truth, Barack Obama's fundamental transformation doesn't have a chance in hell, and that is where it belongs, in hell, of standing to win out over a genuine Christian transformation. That changes the very heart and soul of a Christ follower. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, we read, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Isn't that beautiful? Now that is a fundamental transformation. That is a transformation that can actually save our country. It is a transformation we can live with in peace and harmony and joy and prosperity. That's the winner takes all transformation in the end. We know that. But even now, although it may not appear so, I think that we could be winning. Maybe we are winning. But we mustn't be silent. We have to stand up. And when the head of our land speaks before the nation and boasts about what is shameful, that's a time to stand and be strong. Because we can save this nation. We can salvage it, but it's going to cost us something. But maybe we are farther ahead than we think. And so whatever we do, let's do what we do best. Let's unleash the truth.